Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 19 through 23, the Bible says, "And I said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. In what place thereof ye hear the sound of the trumpet? Resort ye thither unto us, our God shall fight for us. So we labored in the work, and half of them held spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Likewise, at the same time, said I unto the people, let every one with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard unto us and labor on the day. So neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor my men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that everyone put them off for washing." God gave Nehemiah a job to do. I enjoy the book of Nehemiah. They seem to do the impossible. The Hebrews had been enslaved for 70 years under the Babylonian captivity. And this due to their 490 years of disobedience of the keeping of the Sabbath. It was now time to leave the captivity and go back to their homeland. The land had laid rest from destruction for 70 years. Can you imagine what Hiroshima would have looked like had it not been touched for 70 years? It's very much the same after the total destruction of Jerusalem, just like at Hiroshima. The land just laid rest. It just laid there doing nothing. And it was the job of Nehemiah to go back and rebuild the wall around the city first. This is before they build a house. This is before they put government buildings up. This is before they built stores. God wanted the protection of the city built first. Nehemiah has this impossible task. He has to build this massive wall out of rubble. The opposition was also great. No one else wanted them to succeed. The devil sent people to slow or to stop them and to fight with them and try to discourage them while they tried to build this wall. You see, Nehemiah did not allow any of the opposition to slow down the work. He got his orders from God and he wanted to keep the work going. They worked day and night, round the clock, until the work was done. Now, this is the statement that I want you to get out of life and out of this truth today. Nehemiah says in verse number 20, "Our God shall fight for us." You know, I am no match for the devil. You are no match for the devil. He is more powerful than we are. We face a little flat tire or negative words or stub our toe or get a cold, and we think the devil's fighting us. The devil is so much more powerful than a flat tire or a cold or a stubbed toe. Look at what he did to Job, and God was holding the devil back. I want you to get a glimpse of a truth that will help you as it has helped me. Let me say this. We do not win against the devil. By the way, I don't live in discouragement. I don't live in despair. I don't live in fear. Say, why? Because I realize I can't beat the devil, but I realize God can. me trying to fight the devil would be like a toddler trying to whip a full-grown, hard, strapping man. It's impossible. I have to realize that I have to quit trying to fight the devil, and I have to let God do the battle for me. Let me show you a truth here. Number one, when I stop to fight the devil, I get messy. You see, the devil's filthy. The devil's evil. The devil is negative. The devil is a liar. The devil causes depression. And if I stop to fight the devil, I get all of this nastiness all over and all around me. The key to all of this is we have to stop doing right to fight the devil. I don't plan to stop doing right. Nehemiah said, I cannot come down and stop building the work. Do not stop doing right to fight the devil. Let's not stop doing that which is right just because the devil's attacking. Number two, I'm to love and follow God and let him fight the devil for me. Notice in Nehemiah 4:20, it says, our God shall fight for us. Only God can defeat the devil. Let's let God do the fighting. There's a story in Scripture about Michael and Gabriel battling Lucifer, and they were delayed many days because they could not whip him until Jesus stepped in. My job is to love God and to love others and to obey God. In my obedience to God, God then steps up and fights for me. If I stop to battle the devil along the way, I quit obeying God. You see, sometimes God may choose to let the devil attack us, as he did in the case of Job. And that means he will be the only one who can deliver us. When the devil jumps on us, let's just get closer to God, not farther away. That's when we need to spend more time with God, not less. When the devil jumps on us, we're to spend more time helping other people and trying to reach other people with the gospel, not less. When the devil jumps on us, we're to spend more time in church, not less time. You see, when the attacks of the devil come, we're to run closer to God, not run farther away from God. And number three, the closer we are in our obedience to God, the more we can hurt the devil. You see, we hurt the devil more by being close to God and obeying him more than we do by trying to battle him on our own. Let me remind you, we're no match for the devil. So the only way I can truly hurt him is in my obedience to God. I want to serve God more. Seems like when the devil attacks me most and maybe a family gets angry and leaves my church, I've told the Lord I'll go get two families to replace the one that just left. My obedience to God will hurt the devil more than me trying to be upset and despair over what the devil has done. Let's not stop and get dirty and smelly and sulfuric and nasty and depressed by fighting old smutty face. May I say something? I've read the book of Revelation. I know who the winner is. And as long as I'm close to God, I'm on the winning side. It's so easy for us when we get hurt to want to fight back. We want to hurt the one who has hurt us. This is why God tells us to turn the other cheek. That's why he said vengeance is his, not ours. God can do a better job of battling the devil than we can. Let's quit fighting the devil. Let's focus on following God. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.